Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Brockton High, the state's largest high school, has weathered a rough patch this school year. Reports of frequent student fights and demands for extra security, including calls for the National Guard to step in, put the school under a harsh spotlight. WBUR's Carrie Young recently paid a visit to the school and spoke to students about how they're processing these events.
During a recent class period change at Brockton High School, the familiar sounds of student conversations and laughter fill the hallways. And you can't miss the booming voice of the new principal, Kevin McCaskill.
Good morning, good morning.
He's encouraging students to get to class.
All right, folks, let's go, let's go.
And reminding others to have their student IDs visible.
I love the tie, but I need the ID to go with it. There we go.
But amid this typical school day, students and staff can't escape the feeling that they're in the spotlight. Last month, as school fights escalated, some school committee members requested the National Guard to come in to monitor hallways and staff classrooms. The governor denied that request, but she did provide funding for a school-wide safety audit. Sophomore Isabella Katsky says the ensuing media attention hasn't always felt fair.
It was deemed our fault that the students are bad, the students are violent. The students didn't just one day wake up and decide to punch somebody in the face. Something systemically has failed.
The school has faced high leadership turnover. In the past 2 years, two principals came and left Brockton High. And last summer, the district cut about 130 positions across all of its schools after facing an $18 million budget shortfall. Brockton High lost roughly 40 positions. In the meantime, Brockton High has taken some measures to keep students safe. The principal's team has hired new security staff, and teachers are getting additional training on de-escalation tactics. Several years ago, the school installed metal detectors at the entrances and imposed stricter visitor rules. Still, work remains. The other day, Sylvie Stacco was in psychology class when she and her classmates heard a fight in the hallway through a closed door.
There's just like a bunch of like chaos and yelling, and my teacher will like stop mid-lesson and like just bolt out of the classroom to go stop something happening. It just makes us feel like really anxious.
Stacco says videos of the fights often get posted to Snapchat groups.
It's like people's like goal to record the fight and like just post it everywhere.
Fellow junior Nevaeh Johnson, like Stacco, says it's rare to see fights up close. That's partly because the school complex is massive, occupying 584,000 square feet of space to house over 3,800 students.
I wouldn't say I feel unsafe because half of the stuff that happens, I'm really never around it. I'm usually in class or I'm on like the whole opposite side of the building.
The students add that so much attention on fights takes away from some of the positive things happening at the school, like its large number of AP classes, its fine arts program, and award-winning marching band. Still, the shortage of teachers and substitutes this year has posed other challenges. When a teacher calls out sick and the school can't find a substitute, kids are sent to the cafeteria. Senior Riley McAvoy remembers spending many class periods there last fall.
There was a day where I had first, second, third, fourth, and fifth all off.
This semester, McAvoy says his cafeteria time has decreased. He credits the new principal. When Kevin McCaskill joined the district in January, he became the high school's third principal since 2021. He's already rolled up his sleeves to figure out some solutions. He and his team are developing a stricter cell phone policy and exploring a possible community mentorship program.
I came in with open eyes and open ears, so I knew what was expected.
But the principal says the most important thing he's done in the last 2.5 months is to get to know the students.
Greeting students every single morning outside, greeting them while they're walking through the hallways, good eye contact. I think when students realize that they're seen and they're heard and, quote unquote, they count, they tend to act a little different.
Nevaeh Johnson, the 11th grader, welcomes that positivity and enthusiasm.
I personally think he's a cool dude. Like when I first met him, he was saying, good morning, how are you?
McCaskill hopes to spend the summer working with community members to shape priorities for next year. And he says he plans to keep listening to students and staff to help move the narrative away from fights and more towards the school's future. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.